and welcome to the Daily Roto Podcast. Tony Cincotta here, and we'll be talking to a special guest today. He'll be Trent Fassina from FantasyAces.com, and we'll be talking about their live championship over at FantasyAces.com. It takes place at Anaheim, California, and the Big A, as they call it, the Big A. There'll be a home run hitting contest that night, and also there'll be lots of fun and festivities, including $250,000 on the line in that big tournament. And guess what will happen there? $100,000 to the winner. And you get one of those big checks, right? What could be better than one of those big checks? You've always wanted one. Now you'll get one, and you'll absolutely love every moment of it. It's so funny because it's great to get the money and the check you can take to the bank, but all the people, when I go to these events, they want the big check. And we welcome to the show right now Trent Fassina from FantasyAces.com. Trent, how are we doing?
What's going on, Tony?
You know, it's amazing is that I was just giving a big highlight of your Major League Baseball live event, and it's going to be held at the Big A in Anaheim. Now, the Angels might be slumping a little bit, but will the daily fantasy players be able to get the ball out of the ballpark? And what went into the thinking of having it at the Big A?
Yeah, it's something we've been trying to pull off for quite some time, and we were able to pull it off right before the season. And we're excited about it. We wanted to put something that was put something together that was a baseball environment, a baseball type concept. And there's no better party than to throw it at a major league stadium. And then the cherry on top was to get them on the field, let them swing the bat, and actually, instead of, you know, taking BP or having like a softball game on there, we wanted to, you know, get this home run derby together. And we thought that even though some guys might have, you know, they might be a little behind in their skills with swinging the bat, at least they can punch their ticket and start practicing a little bit, maybe get down to the batting cages. And we did them a favor. We're going to move home plate to basically right at the end of the infield. So, you know, you still have to put something on it to get it out of there, but everyone's going to have a shot. And more than anything, it's going to be a great time.
You're listening to Trent Fassina from FantasyAces.com right here on the Daily Roto Podcast. Of course, also on FantasySportsNetwork.com, on Cablevision in the New York City area. If you don't have the Fantasy Sports Network, you either need to call your cable company or just move. That's one of the answers there. Or if you can't move because you have library books, you can go to the internet and get it at FantasySportsNetwork.com. Trent, Fantasy Aces has some unique lineup situations there where you don't have people relatively put in a first or third baseman. You could put in two of each if you'd like, two middle infielders. You have some outfield flexibility, two pitcher scoring. So what went into your decision-making on lineup construction at Fantasy Aces?
It's funny you asked that. We were just in the office talking with Paul Arrington, Boggs Light, and Jeff Collins, known as El Jefe. And we were just talking about how, because, you know, these guys play on other sites. Obviously, they can't play on ours. And how you couldn't even draft Adam LaRoche and Jose Abreu on the same lineup on a lot of different sites. And so that kind of answers the question right there. You know, roster flexibility, you know, the roster restriction, it just causes headaches and frustration. We felt like, you know, the more variance, flexibility, the better for the player, better experience, and more variance, so less ownership and overlap amongst players. So that's pretty much it. That's why we also threw in that utility spot as well. So same concept goes for basketball, baseball, hockey, all the other sports we offer.
Speaking of Trent Fassina, FantasyAces.com. Now, you talk about the multiple sports you offer. Currently, you're offering Major League Baseball, fantasy football, both college and professional, basketball, and hockey. Now, do you have college basketball as well?
We don't, and we are planning to launch it next season. So, and more importantly, we're going to be installing golf here very quickly.
Now, golf, it'll be interesting to see with the golf. Now, it's you think the golf is a thing here to stay? It seems like it gets more popular and popular. I think people enjoy the four-day event.
Yeah, it seems like it, and we get a lot of players that are asking about it, and obviously you can see the growth with other sites and how that product is performing, and so that is definitely the next sport for us to roll out. We're excited because it's, you know, there's really no downtime, and it's a nice filler sport to offer.
Now, this week on an earlier podcast, and the listeners got to hear Mike Rathburn and myself talk about the Fantasy Aces live final, and I told them I was astounded that on Friday night there was overlay in the tournament at Fantasy Aces. When I look at $109 entry fee and only 300 slots, it becomes one of the most attainable live finals that you could have out there. And if there's someone listening right now and they can't afford the $109, what you guys do is all week you have these qualifiers for people to get in, so they don't need to throw in the $109. They can jump in the qualifiers and they can get there that way. And it's amazing because, you know, DraftKings, FanDuel, they have qualifiers for the events, but I don't think anyone has as many as you guys.
Right. We wanted to make it attainable for anybody. And as you have seen from the, you know, football and basketball contests, some of those guys are not volume players by any means. They are your average everyday players. They're not pros. Some, you know, it's a good mix of players, but a handful of guys do, you know, win those Friday entry seats or tickets from those weekly qualifiers and win seats. You know, the guy 2 weeks back, Eric Rue, he won on a $5 qualifier to get that Friday qualifier entry, and he took it down with one entry. So, and keep in mind, there's players that are throwing 5 or 10 entries into that, but because it's such a small field, you're not going to go up against thousands, but only 200 to 300. You can still take this thing down with one entry.
Speaking of Trent Priscina, FantasyAces.com. Trent, I've got to ask you, what did it decided when your dad and your brother and you decided you were going to make a fantasy sports site, daily fantasy sports site, and you had the likes of DraftKings, FanDuel out there, and you guys thought that you could come in and put this together? What was your thinking at that point?
You know, after investigating kind of the industry, the laws, and what was out there, this is back in 2012, we just saw that this was going to be so huge and such a great opportunity for us to get in early and just be passionate about the product, passionate about, you know, fantasy sports in general. We thought that we could, you know, put a good product together and be one of the main sites if we just stuck to it. And we feel like we've done that thus far. And now we're working on, you know, kind of phase two of our site, a redesign, a mobile product. Just overall, we're really trying to work on a great experience, user interface for our members. So I guess that sums it up in a nutshell. I mean, you know, more of a background is that we grew up in the gaming industry. Our father was always bringing home games when it was on a floppy disk and you know, loading games on DOS. You know, some players listening probably remember when you had to load up computer games that way. And we were doing that, you know, I remember that doing that when I was 5 years old. So we were always involved with gaming and, you know, concepts of games and how it works. He used to bring home beta games of all types of games we used to test out. And we were even John Madden testers up at EA for a summer while we were home from school. So, you know, I guess it's kind of in our pedigree, so to speak, just kind of the gaming industry. And this just made so much sense to us.
You know, what's amazing is that through your fantasy basketball tournament and your fantasy football tournament, we had a $40,000 first prize. For baseball, we're giving out $250,000, a $100,000 first prize. So what point would the escalation come into play? And now $100,000, if you guys jump in this Friday night, you have an opportunity to go to California, compete in this great event, and walk home with a check that has six figures on it and get one of those big checks I was talking about.
Absolutely. We want to keep scaling. You know, we pulled the trigger on doing the live event final for basketball last minute. We had such good success with the football, and we actually had better fill rates, and we sold out almost every week for basketball. And so we said, let's up the ante. Let's start to, you know, ink some big money for our players and have something they can really chase. We think that the event itself is something that players really want to chase, and a lot of them, you know, we pull our players and guys that have been with us for a while. A lot of them said, like, look, the event is the main focus, the money secondary. A lot of people would disagree with that, but We felt that the money was bigger and the event was amazing. This is truly a once-in-a-lifetime experience. So we just felt like we have to keep the ball rolling and keep growing it and keep up in the ante. And I think that the industry's taken well to what we're doing over here.
Tony Cicada, the Daily Roto Podcast, special guest, Fantasy Aces Trent Fassina. When we come back from break, I'm going to ask him what it's like competing against DraftKings and FanDuel and how he's going to go and tackle it and what is the longevity of Fantasy Aces. Stay tuned for more Daily Roto. We're back. Tony Cicada, Trent Fassina, FantasyAces.com. Trent, we've seen some deals lately in this industry where DraftKings and FanDuel look like they've gone out of their way for exclusivity rights, both in radio, TV, Major League Baseball, the NFL, NBA. What do you think that's like for the rest of the daily fantasy business, and what is that like for you at FantasyAces.com?
There's definitely some positive to it, to be honest with you, but there's also it's frustrating. We're trying to achieve some things, and some things cut us off a little bit, and we have to figure out different ways to get have our voice be heard. But I think more than anything, it is a positive. What they're doing is they're spending a lot of money educating just fantasy players. They are definitely branding the industry. And obviously they're benefiting tremendously from that with the growth and people hearing about their name and brand and going to their site. But, we find that most players play on several sites. And so we feel like we are that perfect fit of a third site for another player. We have a good balance and a differentiator with kind of the game offerings we have. So, there are good things and bad things to us being another site and having to deal with their growth and exclusivity. And we're trying to, figure out ways to where we can have some exclusive things take part that where we can, I don't want to say one-up them, but have some really good achievements. And, we had a pretty nice deal put together with Fantasy Alarm. There's other sites that we're trying to work with to figure out if we can do some exclusivity as well. But, yeah, I guess it's the name of the game, trying to one-up each other.
Yeah, it's like Walmart and those local grocery stores, I guess. We got the same situation happening in fantasy sports now.
Yeah, pretty much.
So it'll be interesting to see how that one plays out. Now, one of the things that I've noticed, though, is I do see a lot of the bigger name players in the daily fantasy industry coming over the site and playing right here from DailyRoto.com. Drew Dankmeyer and Mike Leone I've seen participating in those tournaments for the seat. We've had Napster Man who plays over there as well. And we've seen some of Tommy G's been over there as well. So some of the names that people are in the industry. And every time I talk to people, they love it playing over there, and they find it the most challenging scoring and the most fair scoring, and they love the roster construction. So what is the feedback on why you get users to your site? Do you have any feedback what they prefer at Fantasy Aces that are not available on the other sites?
Yeah, I think the most important thing is the roster construction. It makes sense. We didn't just create it out of thin air. We put a lot of thought process into it and subtly having a different type of construction that makes a ton of difference for players. That game offering, Salary Pro, we have a scout tool. We have a couple things that no other sites have. And, of course, the allure of that live final, that is a big difference maker for us as well. So that's pretty much – that should sum up everything about the difference of Fantasy Aces to other sites.
And for you, the people out there that have never tried Fantasy Aces or have and not aware of what's going on with the Salary Pro game, it's something that I find hard to believe that it hasn't taken off bigger yet. So basically what they allow you to do is you can go over there and you can put a lineup together and you can go over the salary cap or you can go under the salary cap and points will be taken away or points will be added to your score based on the actual dollars that you used, and it creates another ability for you, if you think you're an advanced player, you think you're a great player, to go over there and change your lineup situation and be rewarded for it or negatively affect it. And it's interesting, depending on the sport, when I think I have it figured out, it actually goes the other way. So, Trent, I'm still struggling with Salary Pro. But I think this is a thing that needs to be caught on. People need to get in and play and give it an opportunity.
Yeah, we're still working on educating people about it, and we should probably – we're really trying to have a shift of making Saturday Pro more of a featured contest. And you know what? I mean, there are players that, you know, are used to that standard salary cap. But to be honest with you, you know, we did a Salary Pro contest as the final qualifier for football, and it sold out, whereas sometimes it was overland. So, you know, people will play it, and it's definitely more variance, more – there's definitely – in regards to less overlap and more strategy put into that game. So – it's an awesome contest. You know, we definitely want to grow it and make sure people know about it.
And here's my opinion on baseball, if you play the salary cap format. So I'll try to help you guys out. Is that baseball scoring is so volatile because you have guys that the best players go 0 for 4, that anytime you can get guaranteed points, I would go ahead and try to approach it that way, is basically try to go and get 8 points, 7 points, and start out 7-8 or nothing and go that route. There. So try that out. Let me know if it works, and put it in the forums over here at dailyroto.com. Tell us you tried out Fantasy Aces and see how that works for you tomorrow night. You know what's interesting is the different scoring methods on the sites. One of the things that your site features is a -5 for a strikeout, but you're not penalized on an out. Why did you go with that format, and what are your thoughts are going with the -0.5 for a strikeout?
Yeah, we originally had it with a -0.25 for an out and a -0.5 for a strikeout. We felt like, you know, the less negativity you can experience with your roster, the better. And, you know, if a guy, you know, gets on base, let's not ding him for that. A strikeout is definitely negative. So we felt like keeping the negative for a strikeout, but everything else goes. And so, as long as your guy's not K-ing, at least you're not getting negative points. You know, if you look at FanDuel, it is frustrating when you have a guy that's, let's say he gets on base 4 times, but he ends up with negative points every single time because he just simply doesn't get a hit. We just felt like that's a little bit much, and we felt like, you know, keeping the negative point scoring for strikeouts is the only way we wanted to go.
You know, what's interesting is also when I talk to people about Fantasy Aces, they tell me the greatest thing about Fantasy Aces is that when there's an issue, they get Trent Fracina. They give them a call back and take care of it. Or he gets an email right away back from the site. And a lot of people said they've never spoken to Nigel Eccles.
Yeah, we've really tried to have the approach of having just great customer service, really being there for our players. If they leave a phone number, we'll call them. We give them our number. They can call the office. We like to talk to them. You know, that's a great – the only other way to make that relationship stronger is if we meet them face-to-face in a live final. We know we can't meet everybody. So to be able to talk to them and let them know we're real people that want to just help out and make the product better and give them a good experience, it does go a very long way, and we really try to focus on that.
And what about people that have game suggestions as far as different scoring methods or different types of games they'd like to see added? How do you guys – have a forum where they could provide feedback on what they like and what they don't like?
Yeah, we have players, we have a feedback or what you could call a suggestion box. And there's a lot of things that we've rolled out that players have suggested, not so much gameplay, but features. And gameplay as well. You know, we didn't have a Survivor last year, and after listening to players and how they really liked them, we're one of the only sites that consistently has a Survivor game every week. So, as long as we feel like for the masses they will enjoy that particular contest, we'll go ahead and put that together and roll it out. We can't listen, you know, obviously we can't roll out every single suggestion, but we really try to, you know, roll out stuff that makes a lot of sense.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what Fantasy Aces does that nobody else does in the whole daily fantasy environment, and I'm not sure it makes sense. The more you win, the more money they give you. We'll hear about this next from Trent Fracina of FantasyAces.com. Welcome back to the Daily Roto Podcast. Now, Trent, I just summed up a little bit of what you did. So basically, you have a leaderboard for monthly, and you actually give the guys that are up there on the leaderboard – that have won the most money, more money. You repay them for being good at it. Can you explain this process in what you do and how you take people that are successful and make them more successful?
Yeah, we wanted to reward our volume players that play a lot and win a lot. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're competitive guys, so we, instead of people just coming in, playing some games and getting rewarded whether they win or lose, we felt like, you know, gearing it more towards winning and being successful. And there's a lot of people that chase that particular bonus. And I think you only have to lock down, it's either 30 or 50 wins. I have to look at what it is right now.
Yeah, 50 wins, it looks like that you qualify for the bonus.
Right, so whether it's a 50-cent entry or a dollar entry or a $10 entry, it all adds up and you start to accrue those bonuses. And as you can accrue, you know, different tiers of how many wins you have. And you know, we have some guys that are locking down 500-plus in regards to just their monthly bonus on top of their wins. So, yeah, it's there for the taking. So go in there and win some money, and we'll pay you extra.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. So you go in there, you need a minimum of 50 wins to qualify this. But Trent's right, when it could be dollar games, it could be $2.75, $5 games, there's no dollar value there. So you could go in and you could take that on and just play on that site and play, you know, head-to-head games, tournament games, whatever it is, you can qualify for this. And then the more you win, it's scaled to the more you get back, and it's something you never need to check out at fantasyaces.com. And make sure you go over there and absolutely take a look at this feature, because this is something nobody else is going to offer in the industry, so definitely take advantage of that. Now, one of the tools you have on your site, you have a little scouting tool, which will actually help the players, and it definitely comes in handy for even a guy that's very experienced when they want to try a new sport. Like some of us try hockey when it's the All-Star break during basketball. We have no idea. We want to play college football, but we don't follow it. You guys help us out with the scouting tool over at fantasyaces.com.
Yeah, the thing that needs to be mentioned most importantly is that on the scout page, you can bookmark players and basically create your own list of players that you are, you know, you basically are gearing to potentially draft that night. Instead of you punch that into like a spreadsheet or, you know, writing down a piece of paper, you already have that list, and that list saves for you. So when you go into the draft page, you have all those players that you've highlighted to scout and basically draft tonight. They're right there on a list, and they have an icon next to their name. So it really helps out. We're also looking to roll out some more advanced statistics on there as well. So it's a very cool tool that our players are able to use.
Now, that is the thing. Friday night, I want you to head over to fantasyaces.com. If you're not going to spend $109, get over there before Friday night and win your way into the big extravaganza. Because what would be better than going out to Anaheim and telling people that you were participating in a home run hitting contest? Trent will actually lob it into you softly if you're not that experienced, Trent, right? You'll try to help somebody out?
We'll see. Maybe we'll get someone like Jim Abbott out there with one arm.
Oh, Jim Abbott would be someone to get out there. You know, it'd be interesting. It is California, so I think the field's wide open with people that you could get out there to pitch. And I was wondering if maybe like Lindsay Lohan would be available.
I don't know. We gotta talk to her agent, possibly. For you, maybe.
Lindsay Lohan there. Now it'll be interesting to see how that one plays out. Now, you and your brother over at fantasyaces.com, will the two of you get into this contest, and which one of you two has the better advantage?
Yeah, my brother, we're very competitive with each other, but he'll definitely bow down to me on the baseball field. He knows that I can swing. I played. He didn't play too much. He played in high school, but I went on, you know, I was pretty successful in high school, played a little bit of college, and I could still crush it. He can hit, though. He can hit, but I'll put a lot of money on me knocking more balls out, and definitely we're going to try to make sure that we can somehow take part in the competition.
Now, is anybody has their own aluminum bat? Can they bring their aluminum bat with them?
Oh, man, that is so not cool in a pro ballpark. You got to use the wood bat has to be used. So that little metal noise in a pro park is just, that wouldn't fly.
No, that won't fly at all. Trent Fasina, fantasyaces.com. Now, you guys can go out there, you can get it done, and you can try to convince Trent to let you bring your aluminum bat, bring that Little League bat if you have to, whatever you got to do. Get it out there. Go with the big barrel there and try to knock one out of the park. Trent, thanks for joining us on the Daily Roto Podcast, and we look forward to more continued success at fantasyaces.com.
All right. Thanks, Tony.
There he is, Trent knocking out of the park, guys. If you haven't played over there, I don't know what you're waiting for. Make sure you go and check it out this week, and you get a great opportunity to play in some great tournaments. And like Trent said, the Survivor competition, we're not seeing it at any other daily fantasy site. So go over there and take a shot at it, and you get 3 days of play, and it's well done, and you'll love to play, and you'll love the site. I haven't talked to anyone that doesn't love the site. So get over there and give it an opportunity. It's the Daily Roto Podcast. Tony Cincotta. We'll be back tomorrow. Break down the games for you. Tonight was a special podcast with Trent Fasina, fantasyaces.com. We're out of here.